אנחנו קוראים.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Talmud Esra Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Istaklut Pnimit, Inner Reflection, page 269 in Hebrew. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Again, Talmud Esra Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Inner Reflection, Istaklut Pnimit, page 269. We are in item 66. The second kind is the ascending Or Chozer that rises from the Peh up and closes the Ten Sefirot, the Or Yashar. Item 66. The second kind of Kelim is the Or Chozer, reflected light, that ascends from below upward by the Zivuk Dehaka of the Or Elyon, upper light, with the corrected Masach in Kli Malchut, called Histaklut Aleph. It is written above in item 61 that from the Tzimtzum on, from the restriction on, the amount of the Or Elyon that the degrees receives is measured and depends on the measure of the Or Chozer that rises because of the Zivug Dehaka'ah in the Masach. It is so because this Or Chozer connects and closes the Ten Sefirot, the Or Yashar.
Barur?
Clear? Yeah, it's simple. What?
What's the difference between the ascending Or Chozer and the descending Or Chozer?
This is ascending and that's descending. What does it mean, ascending? Well, say it.
The ascending Or Chozer is from the striking the Masach.
Yeah, good. And it rises upward, meaning it returns himself to the landlord. And the descending Or Chozer is the Or Chozer that already returns from the Tabu to the Peh, and on the way there's some returning, goes down, comes back, goes down, come back. How do you call it when you sow? What? No. Anyway. So that's how he does it. So those turnarounds are very important. They build the vessels, the letters. But here we're speaking about light that comes from the Masach, from the Zivug Daka, the Masach of the Peh Derosh, and clothes the Ten Sefirot of Or Yashar.
Adam 67, Or Chozer Derosh is not an actual kli, but a shoresh, a root for the kelim. You must remember all that's been explained here in Or Pnimi regarding this matter of the halbasha, clothing of the Or Chozer on the Ten Sefirot Derosh, especially that this is not considered an actual halbasha, clothing, as it ascends from below upward, meaning as resistance for hitlabshut, clothing in the avyut, coarseness of the kelim. Still, this Or Chozer expands the kli malchut of the Rosh into ten sefirot from her and within her, and they become actual vessels of reception, as we've elaborated in Or Pnimi, chapter 1, item 3.
Questions? There are none. Okay, it's clear. Yes.
I don't understand why the work being done in Rosh, why don't we call it the construction of the kelim?
It's the root of the kelim. Don't say it doesn't belong to the kelim. It's the root of it, because it rejects it. It measures it. It connects to the direct light. It divides it to a part that is supposed to later on receive and isn't. And it builds itself. That's why it's called the root of the vessels. Don't remove the importance of it.
It sounds that this is where the kelim are being built.
The building of the vessels is only in the guf. In a minute we'll see what the difference between Rosh and guf is. But in Rosh there can't be a kli, it's only the thought. It's not actions in the desire. That's what's interesting. actions in Rosh. Well, here it's something very subtle. The actions that take place in Rosh are the roots of the vessels because I'm not yet working with my own desires. Let's say we're planning how tomorrow we're going to have this great meal in a restaurant. That's called Rosh. You have the flavors, you can taste them, good, okay. So that's the roots of the vessels. Meaning, what do you have? You have from your kli, you have something that's revealed now, right? But it's just the root. There's no fulfillment, nothing. Okay, next.
Adam 68. The third kind is all chozer, inverted from pe down, clothing the 10 sefirot de guf through the tabur. The third kind of kelim is the one brought above, that the or chozer of the rosh, which is the above mentioned second kind, though it is not at all halbasha, clothing, in and of itself, it nonetheless turns into an actual vessel of reception. This third kind is always called the guf of the partzuf. And the above mentioned second kind is always called the Rosh of the Partsuf.
There was a question there about the difference between Rosh and Guf. That's a very big difference. After I made a decision in Rosh, in all the qualities, in all the calculations, but in potential. Now I put it from the Rosh into the Guf in action, in practice. And there I use my vessels. It's impossible that in the Guf something will take place that didn't take place in the Rosh. Meaning in the Rosh it's in the thought, and in the Guf it's in the action. But the compatibility, it has to be complete. Just here it's in practice and here it's in action. It's also in our world, but we don't really feel it, but it exists.
So how come if something happens in the kli, which later causes his dekhut purification because he sees that he cannot receive altogether?
So what? That isn't considered that he didn't receive. He did receive. He revealed the new states in which different states and phenomena are revealed, and he doesn't regret receiving in the guf. The purification is because, I was wrong. No. No, his dekhut is because the Or Mekif, the surrounding light, was revealed specifically because he received in the Kli. The Or Mekif, the surrounding light, reveals to him that there is the purpose of creation. And if he'll face it, he won't attain. That's what we spoke about now, of this method. And he sees at that point that his method has failed, but not that he regrets the action. He sees that if he stands in that same place, it's not good, it's against the purpose of creation. And what is for the purpose of creation? To depart from that state, to not be a disturbance.
So the Rosh doesn't plan the purpose of creation?
The Rosh plans, of course it does, plan for the purpose of creation, but that's what it's capable of doing in every single action. Look at the goof of the action. He does it. Why? It's all intended to give him contentment, to reach the goal, to reach adhesion, unity. And that's in every single action. He might do 1,000 rounds along the way, but at every round that he does, he has a clear goal, the purpose of creation, and adhesion that he needs to attain. Yes.
So can it be said that the Rosh includes also the failure and the despair from?
God forbid, no. In every single state, he is correct. when I receive 20% in the Rosh, from the Rosh into the Guf, let's say I receive 20%, a very thin line. The purpose of creation is Ensof. Do you receive Ensof or not? If not, go away. No? What do you mean? I think how I can receive according to the purpose of creation to the extent that I can. It's 0.00001%. A very, very thin line. But I receive it. Because we need to learn from this that in every single state that's how we need to treat the work and think about it. And I treat this state like the greatest possible state, and therefore the work is complete in every single part, because all the conditions, all the circumstances, I take them and I do the best action that I'm capable of. Like a baby that smiles to his mom, that's it. He doesn't need anything else. Go on.
Item 69, the fourth kind is the kelim from tabur down. The fourth kind is the kelim below the tabur. Consider the 10 sefirot deor chozer that have no or yashar. The issue of the above-mentioned third kind applies only up to tabur, the place of the first 9 sefirot of the guf. However, from tabur down, which is the place of malchut de guf, they are not regarded as vessels of reception.
Meaning, we have another part of the will to receive that isn't intended, isn't capable of receiving in order to bestow. And then these vessels, they remain below the tabur of the partzuf. Then later on we'll see what we fill them with, because eventually the partzuf needs to come completely full until it becomes the igul of Ensof. Until the kav will extend to an igul, meaning limitless, without borders.
Item 70, the rejection and the itlapshut, the clothing that the masach caused in the rosh in potential, manifested in actuality in the guf. The itlapshut, the clothing from the pe to tabur, and the rejection from tabur down. The reason is that rosh to the guf are regarded as the potential to the actual. Everything contained in the rosh as potential appears in actuality in the guf. Hence, these two operations that the masach caused in the 10 sefirot de rosh, namely the detainment on the or elyon upper light to not expand into bechina dalet being malchut, and the hitlabshut, the clothing in it performed by the force of the ascending or chozer, were both only in potential in the rosh. However, the place of the manifestation of these two operations is in the guf. The bechinat potential itlapshut in the rosh manifests in actuality above tabur de guf, and bechinat detainment into malchut manifests in actuality below tabur de guf.
Questions? There are none? Okay. Keep going.
Item 71. The fifth kind is the kelim deit pashtut aleph, the first expansion called Or Av. The fifth kind is kelim that were emptied of the Or Elyon, called Or Av. After the 10 sefirot, the guf expanded from pe de'ak to tabur, as the third kind, the Or Elyon then departed from inside them, and the kelim remained empty of Or. There is a big difference here. Though actual vessels of reception discerned in the above itlapshut aleph, the first expansion, they are still not regarded as actual kelim. This is because of the great importance that the kelim have there, as is written here in Or Pnimi. For that reason, the Ari says that the kelim and the or inside them are mixed. However, after the or leaves there, their avyut, coarseness, manifests, and there forms a difference between the or and the kli. That is why these kelim are called or av, coarse light.
Meaning there's a difference between a kli that didn't receive anything, a kli that is receiving, and a kli that was emptied. There's a difference. It all depends on the light. Whether it's before the kli, in the kli, or out of the kli. And accordingly, the kli changes greatly. It remains with reshimot, inner lights, outer lights. There are great changes. Go on.
Adam 72. The sixth kind is the kelim that were emptied of the orot and the reshimot that remain sustain them. The sixth kind is kelim that were emptied after the histalkut, departure, and reshimot from the departed orot remained in them. The reshimot sustain and revive the kelim to make them suitable to acquire the orot as in the beginning. Also, they shine to the Parzuf after them, as the Ari says here.
Meaning there was light in the Kli. Through the decision of the Parzuf, the light departs, leaves the Reshimot. If the light departs not as a decision of the Parzuf, but into the Masach that disappears, that's something else. That's malfunction in the Parzuf, in the shattering of the vessels. That's it. But both of them, when there was still light in the Kli, and it departed from the Kli, either it departs through a decision, Bitush Pnim and Makiv, or it departs through the shattering, revelation of the will to receive, losing the Masach, but still the Reshimot, they remain. There's a difference in the Reshimot, but the Reshimot remain. And therefore, what does he say? The sixth kind is the kelim that were emptied of their orot and the reshimot that remain sustained in them. Because the kli can't no longer hold the light, but the reshimot still stay. It's something very special. Sometimes I say, it's like pouring milk into a cup and then pouring the milk out of the cup. There's still something on the walls of the kli. And you can also say it otherwise. Even more so that the light that comes into the kli, and the kli that does the zivug de'aka, and the light from this zivug de'aka enters the pertzuf, it arranges the partzuf. The partzuf gets its form. The light shakes up the kli. It formats it. It gives it a form. And then when it departs, then the kli remains with the form of the that he got from the light. That's called reshimot. And now, when he wants to return and go back and renew this, he's now renewing his actions from the Reshimot, the light left him.
Adam 73. The seventh kind is the kelim that were emptied and no Reshimot were left in them. The seventh kind is kelim that were emptied after the histalkut, departure, and no reshumot of the orot that departed were left in them. They are the last bechinot of every partzuf and itpashtut, expansion, because the last bechina does not leave a reshima, as the Ari says. This is the same as has been explained above in item 43.
Malchut, she doesn't place a reshimot where there's nothing below her, and therefore the light that disappears from her, it disappears, and that's why we have the hizdakut of the partzufim, which are all entirely moving forward.
74. The eighth kind is kelim that were qualified for the need of the following partzuf. The eighth kind is the bechinat kelim that were prepared and qualified in the partzuf for the following partzuf. Brought in the Ari's words. Even Kli Keter, which the Ari mentions there, was not made in the first Patsuf, but only in the second Patsuf. However, Bechinat Kli de Keter from the Bechinat Zachar, male, was prepared from the first Patsuf.
That's what we say, that after Gelgalta we have Dalet Gimel Rashimot that abuses. That's why in Gelgalta there's only one Rosh. In Av there are two Rashim, Rosh of Itlapshut and Rosh of Aviyut. And therefore he creates two Zivugim, Zivug of Itlapshut and Zivug of Aviyut. In the Zivug of Aviyut, it's a Zivug of an extension. Okay? Yes.
I don't quite understand what is Reshimot that revived the Kli. Which kind of livelihood? There is no light. There's only Reshimot. Which kind of livelihood is there in the Kli?
I don't know. When you want to eat something, do you feel that you want something or just to eat?
I want something. I lack something.
You're lacking something. What are you lacking? Doesn't matter.
Let's say a baby doesn't know what it's missing, but he's lacking, he's missing, he's crying. He doesn't know what is lacking.
That's still when they're a shimot, are lacking. And a grown up, even subconsciously, that he doesn't feel it, there isn't a desire that awakens without a reshimo, without an impression, without a form.
But why is it livelihood?
Because you then know what you want, you're aimed to that. In spirituality, you are entirely, well, in our world it's hard to understand, but in spirituality, if you are without a reshimo, then you don't feel the light that's around you. You have no connection to it. The reshimo that stays in you is the light that stays, and then by its side you're searching for something that is outside of you.
And the desire to look for something, he writes that he also gives to the following patsuf.
Yep, he gives you a direction where to develop through.
So you cannot bestow to someone.
You can't bestow, you're lacking it, it's just in the reshimo. But you receive the masach from above and you can realize it.
And then there is light.
Yes.
So I don't understand. The reshimot themselves, without or, shine to the following partsuf.
Yes, they shine, they show the way, the direction. That's called illumination. Grandpa.
If you allow me, I will ask you a question. When you were abroad and you did not have the time to answer, it was right by the end of the lesson.
Go ahead, well done for remembering. I don't even remember I was abroad. You even remember the question.
My question is, can we make a comparison to the state of the host and the guest? The more the host implores the guests, then the guest inclines and it tastes more and more according to the pleading of the hosts. Can we say it's the same thing like the surrounding light imploring the taboo to want more, and the taboo does the opposite action instead and it restricts itself?
Well, you could say that you can. We have so many details that, well, let's say that you can. And what does the guest do if he sees that the host pressures him? He runs away?
That is my question. If this action, until he agrees to receive, in fact, he does several actions.
No, he can't receive, because to agree to receive means to break all the rules of the game. He then already receives in order to receive. He can't afford to face the, he kind of faced the temptation of the host. 90% of what I made you didn't even taste, at least Tariag, and he is escaping. He says, I'm not capable of doing it.
Now I understand. Okay? Thank you.
No, kadima.
Adam 75. The above kind of kelim is the male kelim of the second partsuf. This above mentioned eighth kind is the male kelim, zecharim, for the next partsuf. They come from Reshimot, that the Orot left in the kelim after their departure. The male kelim were made from the Or Av, coarse light, contained in these Reshimot. As written in Or Pnimi and brought in the words of the Ari.
Well, okay, it's a bit difficult, but all we need to do is to accept it. That's how it is, the light that stays in the Paratzuf. You can explain this really, but internally, to do it precisely, it's difficult. Yesterday I tasted something, from that a kli was formed. That's clear, right? I have a general deficiency that also got a form now, what it had from yesterday. And now, and then I have a special, specific deficiency. And accordingly I work, that's the light of Ab, of the Paratzuf.
Adam 76, the ninth kind is kelim that were prepared in the partsuf for the female kelim, nekevot, for the following partsuf.
To the vessels of the zachar, it's reshimot of the light. And what about the kelim of the nekevav, the female?
The ninth kind is the kelim for the females, nekevot, that were prepared in the first partsuf for the second partsuf. They are made of the bechinat falling nitzotzin, sparks into the empty kelim, after the or departed from them, which come from the harat zivug, the illumination of the zivug in the upper bechina of the empty kli, as the Ari says. In the second partsuf, the orot changed, and Or Chochmah comes in Kli de Keter, Or Bina in Kli de Chochmah, and Or Zeranpin in Kli de Bina, etc. Hence, they needed Kelim there, equal to their own Bechina. For that reason, these nitzotzin, sparks, had been prepared. The nitzotzin that fell from the level of Bina into the empty kli of the level of Chochmah became the kli for the Or Bina, which came in kli de Chochmah. Similarly, the nitzotzin that fell from the level of Zeranpin into kli of the level of Bina became a kli for the Or Zeranpin that comes in kli de Bina.
Meaning we have, through the kli of the nekivot, we have now an inclusion that the lights are seemingly not in their own kelim. And this gives discernments. It gives discernments that we can engage in comparisons between what there was, what there will be, why it's this way. Meaning all these scrutinies, everything that we can say that we have an analytical force, it all comes from that ability that the lights are seemingly not in their place. It's something that's very, very, very special. Yes.
Adam 77, the tenth kind is the external kelim for the Or Makif. No other makif is accepted in a degree unless it is received from its upper bechina, from its opposite bechina in the Rosh. Hence, it needs a kli adapted for this Or. Meaning the kli should also be from the upper bechina, from its opposite bechina in the Rosh. If the degree is from bechina daled, then it needs a kli that will be from bechina gimel. If it is from bechina gimel, then it needs a kli that will be from bechina bet, etc. Therefore, the kelim deor makif, surrounding light, were called external kelim, because from the perspective of the kelim, it is always considered that the more zach, the purer, is more chitzon, external, as written in length in O Pnimi, chapter 5, item 3.
And above them all is the Or En Sof, which is the Makif, the surrounding, on everything, on all of it.
Item 78. The above kelim come into the degree during the Hizdakhut, purification. These external kelim are attained in the degree only by ascending to the degree above it. This is done during the ascent of the Oro to the Ma'atzil, Emanator.
All in all, it's okay. What, Shlomo?
So there are two kinds of kelim. Two kinds of kelim?
Two. How many did he say here?
No. There are pure kelim, and there are coarser kelim.
That too.
What are the kelim of Rosh? They're pure zakim because of the clothing of the light there?
No, not because of that. The kelim of Rosh are kelim that haven't yet been used, only in potential. I plan the things, I think about them. That's called Rosh. Whoever wants to build a house. So all the blueprints and all of the plans until the first worker, construction worker comes, brings different blocks and materials, and they start. Everything prior to that, the plans, the blueprints, everything, all of that is preparation. That's called Rosh.
But what made the Rosh act?
Four phases of direct light, Arba Bchinot, Dor Yashar, then the Tzimtzum Aleph, and then the decision that I will now receive, not en sof as it was before, but as much as I can for it to be in order to bestow. And then that same four phases of direct light become the Rosh of the first Partzuf. What? He's laughing at me. Look at him.
But the view, the coarseness of the Kli is what activates the Rosh.
But there isn't Rosh, there is Dalat Bchinot. It comes to Malchut of En Sof. Malchut does a Tzimtzum and then decides, I want to receive in order to bestow. To not have shame, but to have honor. I want to bestow upon the Creator back in return. And then it starts calculating in the four phases of direct light. They become the Rosh of the Partzuf of Galgalta. Okay.
No.
Well.
No,
Rav, why the Masach and Kli in the corrected Kli of Malchut determines which Partzuf, which spiritual?
No, the Masach doesn't determine this. The Rishimot to do. Yes.
Why the coarseness exists without Masach and the Masach does not exist without Aviyut?
Aviyut without a Masach is the ego. It's an egoistic will to receive.
Aviyut
upon which the Tzimtzum lays on is already sacred. The Aviyut where there is Tzimtzum and Masach, that is already Aviyut in order to bestow.
Can you elaborate on the first question? I did not understand it. You told me that there is no need for corrected Masach for humanity to be a spiritual Partzuf, but eventually everything becomes spiritual.
That's what he asked? I don't understand.
We need a masach. We need a connection.
No, no, no. Ask your question exactly. Don't.
Why the masach in the correct Kli of Malchut determines which kind of spiritual patsuf humanity will have?
The masach does not determine this. The reshimot of the masach determine the partsuf, the form of it, its size.
Now it's clear. Thank you.
It's like it wasn't the same question. Okay, fine. Go on.
Chapter 5, 7 Discernments in the Masach, item 79. We've already discussed the matter of the Masach. It is explained there that the Masach is the Bechinat Gvul, border, made after the Tzimtzum, restriction, to receive the Or only in the first 9 Sefirot, and detain the Or from expanding into Bechinat Daled, meaning Malchut. As it says, thus far shall thou come, but no further. This Masach is a resulting outcome of the Tzimtzum, meaning the Histalkut, the departure of the Or. It is so because after the Or left completely, meaning all 4 Bechinot that were there, still the Tzimtzum was only on Bechinat Daled alone. Hence, a new Tzura, a new form of Ratzon, of desire, was innovated in Malchut Ein Sof to once more draw the Or by the force of the Gvul, border, meaning only from Bechinat Daled up, and not from Bechinat Daled down. This Gvul, this border that's been renewed, is called Masach. Since this Gvul primarily applies only to Bechinat Daled, which is Malchut, it is therefore considered that the Masach rests and is corrected inside Kli Malchut. Again, item 79. We've already discussed the matter of the Masach. It is explained there that the Masach is the Bechinat Gvul, border, made after the Tzimtzum, the restriction, to receive the Or only in the first 9 Sefirot and detain the Or from expanding into Bechinat Daled, meaning Malchut. As it says, thus far shall thou come, but no further. This Masach is a resulting outcome of the Tzimtzum, meaning the Histalkut of the Or, the departure of the light. It is so because after the Or left completely, meaning all 4 Bechinot that were there, still, the Tzimtzum was only on Bechinat Daled alone. Hence, a new Tzura of Ratzon, a new form of desire, was innovated in Malchut de Ein Sof to once more draw the Or by the force of the Gvul, meaning only from Bechinat Daled up, and not from Bechinat Daled down. The Gvul, this Gvul, the border that's been renewed, is called Masach. Since this Gvul primarily applies only to Bechinat Daled, which is Malchut, it is therefore considered that the Masach rests and is corrected inside Kli Malchut.
Yep, and he divides it two parts. One, if with one part he works in practice, in receiving the Or to bestow, for example, the other part he cannot receive, but only that part can be used to bestow in order to bestow. Why? Why is it called that? Because still he doesn't use this aviyut, even though he wants to. The desire isn't purified. He doesn't receive it because he wants this adhesion. Yes?
Adam 80. The gvul and the aviyut in the masach, the border and the coarseness in the masach, come in it as one. There are 7 primary discernments that we should make here in this Masach. The first is that the Bechinat Gvul, border, and Aviyut, coarseness, are incorporated and come in it as one, without discriminating them whatsoever. Since the Gvul in it is only on Aviyut the Bechinat Daled, we find that it does not limit and detain the Hitpashtut of the Or, the expansion of the light, from a degree that does not have this measure of Aviyut, Thus, the Aviut and the Gvul come as one, and both together are called Masach. It is impossible to speak and discriminate the Masach in and of itself, meaning when not incorporated with Aviut, for then there is nothing in reality whatsoever to be discerned.
Meaning, we can talk about a Masach, but only on the condition that it's in the Partsuf, in a certain Aviut, in certain conditions. And then we can say, okay, there is a Masach here, and we can work with it in order to bestow. However, if there is just a Masach without a Aviut, it's impossible. A Aviut without a Masach, yes. That's a Klipa. Okay? Yes.
Working from down above, are we awakening the Reshimot? From below upward.
From below upwards, we are realizing the Reshimot that remained in the descent of the Kli from above downwards.
I hear many times that you say that I perform a Tzimtzum, Masach. You explain questions, but I don't understand how it makes sense. We learn from above downward, but our whole work is from below upward.
After the shattering of the vessels, we are building our kelim through the light that reforms, and then we receive all of the possibilities to work with the kelim as we work from below upwards. How can I rise to a certain kli on a certain ladder, a ladder of degrees, if I don't realize what is on that same degree? I must realize it all.
It's not going reverse. It's not that I'm doing everything opposite from below upward.
No. I rise to the degree and I do there everything that is in that degree. But in order to rise, that's already something special. Yes?
It says here that the Aviut, coarseness, and the Gvul, border come as one, and both together are called Masach. So what is the Gvul?
The Gvul, the limit is that it goes until here and no more, that I determine it. Well, what?
I understand what Aviut is, coarseness.
Aviut, okay, and Gvul?
The border, the limit is not clear.
That I determine until here and no more. That I deal with part of the Aviut in a way that I receive in order to bestow, and part in the form of bestowing in order to bestow. I divide my will to these parts according to my ability to be in equivalence. Yes.
He writes that the Masach is an outcome from the Tzimtzum restriction.
Mm-hmm.
So, can it be said that the Tzimtzum is an outcome of shame?
You could say.
And according to the intensity of shame, accordingly, there is the size of the Tzimtzum and the Masach?
Yes, go to the same example of Baal Salam that he says with our host.
So, busha, shame, is a creation of the created being of the or of the creator?
The creator created shame. How could the created being have something in him that didn't exist before?
Yesterday we said that there's this joke whether the creator can create a rock that he cannot lift. So actually he created something that he cannot permit. How come there is something where the light cannot permeate the clay, that there's something that stops it?
These are the conditions that he placed because he wants the created being to exist. Without this restriction the creator did and giving the ability of the created being to exist, the created being wouldn't exist.
So the creator created conditions where he cannot enter the kli?
Sure, to give the created being an opportunity to be existing, independent. So that the created being will get confused, blame the creator, want the creator, not want the creator. He needs to place him in a... Why does he equip him with two forces, one against the other, so that the created being will be in between the two? He'll have free choice. This is called the middle third part of Tiferet, the middle line. Of course, that's what he did. That's why it's called Bore, Bria, created being, Bar, which is outside of him or other than him. Okay? Yes.
Why did the light depart all Bechinot? If Bechinat Dalet is the one feeling the shame,
that's enough. That Bechinat Dalet can't hold on to it. But all the rest of the Bechinot, they only revolve around Bechinat Dalet, and there isn't partial in spirituality that the will to receive that decides that there is a Tzimtzum, there is a Masach, all in the fourth. In Bechinat Dalet. All the rest of the Bechinot, they only build the Bechinat Dalet. They hold the Bechinat Dalet, the fourth phase. They are results of the fourth phase as returning light, or Chozer.
So the previous Bechinot are only stages on the way to...
Yes, yes. The three Bechinot, the Gimel Bechinot, are like the walls of the Kli, and Bechinat Dalet, it's like the actual Kli that determines the Kli. More? Okay. Go on.
Adam 81, there is a viut, coarseness, without a masach, and there is no masach without a viut, coarseness. However, there is no much to discern in Kli Malchut in and of herself, meaning when she is not corrected with a masach. First, we should know that Malchut de Igulim, circles, is not corrected with a masach at all, for there is no masach in Sfirot de Yosher, lines. This has already been explained in part 2. And there are many other discernments that will be explained in their place. When we speak of Malchut alone, it means that we speak only of the Avyut, coarseness, without the correction of the Masach. Thus, a Masach without Avyut is impossible, though there is existence for Avyut without a Masach.
That's clear, right? Now, we spoke about it in the last question. Yes, David.
In the previous item, it says that both together are called Masach, the border and the Aviut, coarseness, together. And here we read that these are two different things, that there's Aviut without a Masach, but there's no Masach without Aviut.
Aviut can be without a Masach?
Yeah, but...
Well, and a Masach can... How do you say... Can be only on the Aviyut, otherwise how else? It needs to resist it needs to overcome. This is the quality of the Masach that doesn't give the light the ability to expand through it. Only until the Masach. And the Masach isn't... It's in the entire Aviyut. We're just drawing this line, this border. It's in all the Aviyut. And it checks and it brings and it... All it does is a summary of what will happen. Because then what expands from the Peh in all the ten Sfirot in the Toch of the Partzuf, all of that the Masach receives and arranges it from clothing in the Rosh on all of the Sfirot. It lives, this Masach. The Kabbalist lives in the Masach, in his intention in order to bestow. So the middle line, it's two forces that build it. The Masach is everything. He's constantly with the Masach. It's like you with a steering wheel. Yes.
Adam 82, the force of detainment at the Masach of the Rosh is in potential and not in actual. The second discernment is Bechinat potential detainment inside the Masach. There is potential and there is actual in the detainment of the Masach of the Or Elyon, upper light, meaning the difference between the Rosh and the Guf. We say that Or Elyon expands until it hits the Masach in Kli Malchut. The Masach pushes the Or back, And this returned all close over the 10 Sefirot de Rosh. However, all this is but in potential, not in actual fact. Hence, you should know that the Gvul, border, limit, and the determinant over the or that exists in the Masach in Malchut de Rosh is only Bechinat potential determinant and not in actual.
Okay. Go on, that's clear.
Arem 83, the force of determinant in the Masach in Bechinat potential is called Pe, and in Bechinat actual is called Tabur. The third discernment is the Bechinat actual determinant in the Masach, that it labshut, clothing, and that determinant that are made in the potential in the Rosh come and manifest in the Guf in actual. It is so because Malchut of Rosh expands from her and with within her into 10 sefirot from above downward, generally called Guf. Malchut of these 10 sefirot is called Tabur, where the entire force of determinant on the Or Elyon, upper light, in the Masach de Rosh manifests. It does not let the Or Elyon clothe, but from Tabur up, and detains it from clothing from Tabur down. Know that these two names, Pe and Tabur, relate to the above-mentioned two discernments. It is so because the Bechinat potential determinant of the Masach is called Pe, and the Bechinat actual determinant in the Masach is called Tabur.
Questions? It's clear. The Masach in the Rosh, Malchut of Rosh, with the Tzimtzum Aleph, with the Masach, calculates, and that's why it's called in potential. She receives until she reaches realization, let's say until the Tabur. There she stops the receiving the light, and there it's called in actual practice. Then in Ibur, in Inika, we have changes there, we learn about them, but later on, but actually, this is what happens. The Masach in potential and the Masach in actual practice. That's how we need to see our spiritual work too. First the calculation and then the action. Yes, Moshe.
A question not related to the Masachim so much. What is a Partsuf?
A Partsuf is the form of receiving the light in order to bestow. It's the form of bestowal to the Creator. It's the form of resemblance of the created being to the Creator. There are many definitions of the Partsuf. You can open, where is it? Or Bayir. There's a lot about that.
Partsuf, is it a system?
It's a system. It's 10 Sefirot. Rosh Toch Sof is called Partsuf. There is no more than a Partsuf. It's a will to receive with the Tzimtzum, with the Masach, that can resemble the actions of the Creator in order to bestow is called a Partsuf. It's a form of expression.
This is a created being, only not a neshama yet?
No, also a neshama, also a soul is a partsuf. There is no more. There is only a will to receive, and there are different forms of it. Why forms? Because there are limitations on the will to receive. To what extent is it able to resemble bestowal in order to bestow? And therefore, the will to receive in its forms in order to bestow, they're always called partsuf. Now, and this all the partsufim. When I am in a will to receive, and I feel myself from the point in the heart, I have another addition. That I want to build from my will to receive a partsuf. So I need to receive from the Creator strength, which will help me build a partsuf from my raw will to receive. meaning it's a more advanced form of bestowal to my emanator. And then this form that I build is called a soul, Shema. It's also a partsuf. It has Ibur, Yenika, Mochin, all these different forms, but it's called Neshama. Why? Because what we can reach until the end of correction, not including, is actually the degree of Neshama.
Naran.
And after that, Chaya and Yechida, I don't know, but it's been said that these two takes place. Yes.
And what is the building of the Patsufim, building a Patsuf, meaning every time, again, there is a will to receive, to rebuild the Patsuf?
From above down, the light goes through a filtering system that filters out the light into many individual lights. This system is called the system of the worlds, Olamot, from the word Ha'alama, concealment. The light that goes through these concealments, it goes through it, it's like these filters, right? That's it. And at the end of these actions, at the end of these degrees, of the ladder of degrees, of these olamot, we have a kli, a will to receive, which is shattered, which, with its reshimo, with a certain reshimo, it begins to awaken, it begins to equalize this ladder, to resemble the degrees of the ladder, from below upward. This kli that wants to resemble the ladder of the world is called neshama. And that's how we all, we should all, you can say we're all part of that same neshama, part of that same kli. The created being is that same will to receive that starts from below upward to rise and identify with the degrees of the worlds. Yes.
There's another confusion that I have. At first, we learned that there were four phases of direct light, restriction, masach.
It all speaks of the olamot, a system. A system that we, in which we can exist. It's a system of diminishing the lights.
The system of diminishing lights, a partsuf started, then olam, and then olam ak.
Yes.
Isn't it, first of all, olam in which there are partsufim, or first partsufim, or
five partsufim are an olam. Gagalta Sagmabon, the world of Ag. Gagalta Sagmabon, the world of Atzilut. They have different names, but they're the same. Or Keter Chumabinaz Rambin Malchut. Call that. Because every single world is similar, it's a replica of the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar, the four phases of direct light and the Keter that's there.
Another question. Isn't it boring? It's not boring there?
Boring where?
Here in my world I have so many things and there are only five parts of him.
In our world, I don't even know how to compare to the smallest spiritual degree. You can't even resemble it. It's like we're emotional beings. The will to receive is a will. It feels good or bad or full or empty. So we feel that only in the most primitive way. Good or bad, that's it. And the first spiritual degree is already, I can't even, don't know how to say, but our world disappears in its importance in comparison to it. Because with respect to the feeling of the emanator, He can't take it into account anymore. Unless we have a goal to give pleasure to the Creator, then he comes down and activates this world and students and causes and all in order to bestow upon the Creator. But if not to bestow upon the Creator, he would never come down or touch any degree less than what he attained, but only higher. Because you can't compare the difference between the degrees in every place, in every olam. It's a new reality. A new reality. In other words, it's a new perception. Let's put it this way. You, every time you find the integral kli, is a very, very big, rich, that connects from all parts to all its parts, and you're in that, and it gives you such a fulfillment. It's called the righteous sit and enjoy the illumination of divinity. Enjoy this perfection, what they have from different vessels, from different lights, different desires that are there, and how it all completes one another. And from that completion comes the feeling of wholeness. Things that are opposite, they are distant, and suddenly they begin to connect, and they complete each other, and through that they are corrected to one another. This brings to a feeling of wholeness. That's called the Ziv HaShchina. This revelation of the light in the Kli is called Shchina, and the one that's revealed, that reveals it, is called the Tzaddik, that the righteous that justifies the Creator. Okay.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
בואו את כל הנסתרות בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות בואו את החיבור בינינו בואו את עומקי לבך בואו את מה שגילינו איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך
שם תמצא את נשמתך בואו